From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Math is an important part of every American's education. How to use math for planning a budget or managing money, however, is not often in the curriculum. Some schools are starting to provide this training. Charles H. Flowers High School in Maryland has a financial literacy program that is designed to give young people money skills that will last a lifetime.
So today I want you to take out a sheet of paper and think about what is a budget.
Students in the class are dealing with numbers, but they are not studying math. They are learning basic, important information about finances with their teacher, Camilla P.
Many students choose to take this class because they see understanding about financial literacy can change their future.
One of the most important lessons is how to save money and make better financial decisions. Ms. P. says teaching money management to teenagers calls for creative methods. She says she wants to keep the class interesting.
It is an adult concept. So sometimes you have to kind of pull them in a little bit more. They don't want anyone to stand in front of them and lecture to them for an hour and a half. They want something that's relatable. If they don't see the connection, you lost them.
In this class, kids learn how to set priorities and make better financial decisions. That, of course, is not always easy.
We're trying to get them to make choices about later, not so much about now. And that is difficult because they see now. They don't really see the path of later.
Camilla P. teaches her students about the financial mistakes many adults make. These are mistakes that can create a lot of debt. Balancing a checkbook is one basic task that can help young and old manage their money. Another mistake has to do with credit. The students learn how paying only the minimum amount demanded by the bank will lead to debt balance increases. Most of her students now are able to recognize and avoid such actions. Ms. P. also advises her students to ask their parents how much they make and how they spend it. She says this helps make financial literacy become a part of everyday life. Camilla P. introduced the money management program at Charles H. Flowers 3 years ago. Last November, the teacher was honored for her efforts. The nonprofit financial literacy organization, Jumpstart, named Camilla P. the Personal Finance Educator of the Year. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. For more Learning English audio, subscribe to our podcast at learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Mario Ritter.